Canyon Cooler versus Yeti 2021, what is the best for you? The debate of whether to buy a Canyon Cooler versus Yeti has been going on for years. Canyon Coolers are cheaper, but Yetis have a reputation for being better quality. So which is it? This blog post will explore the benefits and drawbacks of both products to help you make your decision more accessible and less stressful. Does size matter? In this case, yes. The Canyons come with different sized cooling units inside them that vary from 1 gallon up to 5 gallons. If you're only looking for something small, then this might be the perfect option for you. Canyon Cooler Overview. Canyon Coolers was founded in 2010. Based in California, they strive to create durable and high-quality coolers that can withstand the harsh environments of the western deserts while providing ice retention for days. Canyon Cooler Company is an American company located near San Diego. They pride themselves on creating quality products that are built to last and using materials made here in America, as well as supporting our military veterans with a portion of all their sales. The Canyon Cooler brand has been increasing over the years, offering a wide variety of more great sizes for personal use and large-scale corporate events. Additionally, Canyon strives to be environmentally friendly by reusing or recycling any possible material during manufacturing, packaging, and shipping, from repurposing cardboard or plastic to recycling metal, wood, and glass. They also utilize a paperless production line and are currently the first cooler company to eliminate all plastic foam packaging in their coolers. This more relaxed brand makes products that can take some significant beatings without showing it. Canyon has been nicknamed the tank. If you're looking for a portable icebox that is tough enough to survive harsh conditions, the Canyon is your go-to brand. The Yeti Cooler Overview. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=y4rc4ny7jo. Yeti, which stands for Youth Engaged in Trades, was founded by two brothers who wanted a cooler that could stand up against the elements like those used by Alaskan fishing guides and other outdoor professionals. Since 2006, Yeti has sold over 1 million coolers and has become known for its extreme durability and high-quality products. The Yeti Tundra is one of the most expensive soft coolers on the market. Still, it's also one of the highest quality in terms of ice retention, stability, and overall durability. If you are looking for a cooler that will keep your food cold all day long at an event or while out camping without having to worry about it falling over quickly or melting, this is your go-to, more relaxed brand. If you do not need such heavy-duty use out of your cooler and you don't mind paying more than double for the name, that does make some pretty sweet swag, though, then I would be hard-pressed to recommend anything over the Yeti. Canyon Coolers versus Yeti. Unless you've been living under a rock for the last decade, you would know Canyon Coolers are making waves in the more relaxed industry. It's also become prevalent to bash Canyon due to their increasing popularity and advertising budget. So what makes Canyon so different from other brands? Why do people love them so much? What exactly Canyon Coolers make of, and how does it work better than other brands like Yeti or RTIC? Insulation and ice retention. If you've done any research on Canyon Coolers, then you know that Canyon claims their products can retain ice for up to 7 days. Yeti advertises 6 to 8 days of ice retention, and RTIC announces 5. When designing their new line, the first thing Canyon did was to create a more efficient way to insulate the cooler, which means using less material but staying just as cold, if not harder. As part of the Canyon's unique thermoelectric cooling technology, insulation is built very densely in between the outer walls of the cooler. This allows the Canyon to maintain better insulation while saving money on materials and cutting out excess weight from the product. Lifetime warranty. Canyon Coolers provide a lifetime warranty for all Canyon coolers, while Yeti and RTIC only provide their warranties for 3 to 5 years. Canyon claims that they have the best customer service in the business and will cover any manufacturing or defect problems during regular use, including cracks. They also offer a 2-year extended warranty with their Canyon Cooler Pro Series. Price. A Canyon cooler is about 40% cheaper on average than Yeti cooler. The Canyon coolers come in at right around $250 to $300 on Amazon. That's compared to an average of $475 for a Yeti Tundra 65 or $499 for an RTIC 65 quart. There are some other choices by a Canyon that are nearly half the price of Canyon coolers, but they still perform very well at a much cheaper rate. The Canyon coolers do not include any fancy accessories or other bells and whistles that you get with the Yeti or RTIC coolers. So if that matters to you, then I would consider paying more for those options since Canyon fills their product line with different accessories than other brands typically have. Feature battle. When Canyon coolers first started getting popular, they did not have as many features as other brands. However, the Canyon has added some handy features over the last few years to take on the competition head-on. Color options. Canyon coolers traditionally only come in white or olive green colors, but Canyon Cool Pro comes in black, and Canyon does not offer any other color choices currently. They are working on making more colors available soon. Yeti offers a multitude of different colors for most of its products. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=apvkxvq. Handles. The Canyon coolers typically use rubber handles that can be configured differently depending on your needs. You can choose from two different handle options, rubber or rope. The Canyon coolers are also very light and easy to carry. At the same time, Yeti touts the fact that they have magnetic handles, which is an excellent feature if you plan on transporting your cooler in any way, since it will hang from a refrigerator magnet. Latches. The Canyon coolers often use plastic latches, whereas Yeti uses metal latches that appear to be molded plastic when looking at them. Canyon Cooler claims this lighter latch allows its products to float more easily than Yeti or RTIC. It's not much of an issue, though, and most people won't let their coolers float away anyways. If you do find yourself needing a locking mechanism, Canyon Cooler offers mini steel padlock loops on Canyon Pro coolers as well as Canyon. Non-skid feet. Canyon coolers come with four non-skid feet that are relatively small. They look similar to a cat's paw, while Yeti offers six oversized beverage holder-style rubber feet. Canyon Pro has five larger rubber feet that can also be adjusted. This feature is just a preference, but Canyon coolers have ice slipping all over the place if you don't store your cooler in a way that allows for the feet to provide traction. If you do transport your cooler around, then Canyon Pro is the best option because it has no plastic parts or latches, which means it won't break, melt when used in direct sunlight. Accessories. Canyon coolers do not offer as many accessories as Yeti or Canyon, really, and Canyon Pro is the best if you care about storing beverages in your cooler. Canyon Pro includes a beverage holder for each side of the Canyon cooler, which allows you to store drinks out of the ice. No rubber ring seals your bottle from leaking, however, it's tough for bottles to spread with the Canyon coolers, so this feature isn't quite ideal, but it's much better than nothing at all. Yeti cooler offers numerous accessories ranging from floating drink holders to utility trays. RTIC does not have any other supplements besides their lid organizer kit. Made in the USA. Canyon coolers are made in the USA, the Canyon is not, and Yeti is in between. Yeti has its products assembled in the USA, with other parts being imported from overseas. At the same time, Canyon makes most of their coolers, exactly where is unclear since Canyon does not disclose that information, but outsources some components to China like everyone else. Canyon Cooler states on their website that they have a proprietary manufacturing process that produces superior ice retention and insulating properties compared to all other brands by far, Yeti included. They also state that they created a product line to provide serious campers tools for adventure. Customer service. To my knowledge, the Canyon does not offer any customer service, although I have never had to use Canyon's customer service, so I am not 100% sure. Canyon Pro does offer customer service. Canyon Cooler offers a lifetime warranty but may void your warranty if you try to repair the cooler yourself. Canyon Cooler will replace any defective products free of charge for as long as you own them. FAQs. Are Canyon coolers good? Canyon coolers are great, and they're high quality and lightweight. Canyon Pro has no plastic parts, so it's more durable than a Canyon. The Canyon is maybe a little better for transporting your cooler because of the non-skid feet. In contrast, Canyon Pro will not slide around as much, but it does have less ice retention than the Canyon. Search for https://www.coolersonsale.com/canyon-coolers-review/. Are Yeti coolers worth the money? Yes. Yeti is definitely worth the extra money, and you get a higher perceived value from buying Yeti because of all their marketing and branding. It's also nice to know that other people recognize that you have purchased a premium product, similar to how some people buy Apple products simply because everyone else thinks they're cool. I think Yetis are worth the money. Canyon coolers are an excellent product, but I don't believe so. Canyon coolers are made to match up with Yetis, and the Canyon isn't as good as Canyon Pro. Source, https://huntingwaterfalls.com/r-yeti-coolers-worth-it/. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=ivukakefc. What size cooler do I need? I recommend going to your local outdoor store and checking out all their options there. Make sure you have a variety of sizes available for viewing in person, or at least make sure they carry Canyon Really and Canyon Pro so that you can compare them side by side. It's also helpful to measure your space beforehand and bring that measurement with you because some outdoor stores may not have the exact measurements available on site. You probably have to call ahead of time. Click here, https://www.westmarine.com/westadvisor/buyers-guide-to-coolers. Are Yeti coolers overrated? Yetis are overpriced compared to Canyon coolers. Canyon is in a different league than Canyon Pro and Canyon. Canyon Pro is a lot cheaper than a Canyon, really, and has more performance. But Canyon Pro does not have the same perceived value as Canyon because Canyon can retain ice for more extended periods, 30 days versus 1 to 3 days, and it looks better. I'd say that if you're on a budget, go with Canyon Pro, but otherwise, Canyon Really will perform just fine and look more appealing in your living room or wherever you keep your cooler at home. Read on, https://moderngent.com/r-yeti-coolers-worth-it/. Conclusion. The above coolers are our favorite recommendations for riders. So be sure to add a new cooler to make your trips more comfortable. If you need some help deciding which one is best, we've provided an extensive list of the pros and cons of each option so that you can choose with confidence. And if you want a little extra assurance when picking up your next purchase, remember that all products in this article come from reputable manufacturers who have been around for years or decades. You won't find any cheap coolers here. Maybe you need to know cooler is comparable to Yeti 2021 Grizzly vs. Yeti Angle vs. Yeti.